This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Discover game-changing technologies that are set to disrupt the year ahead. From bioengineering and the ethics of Gen AI to tech-driven sustainability, the HCL Tech Trends Report provides strategic insights that will help drive innovation and shape the future of your business. Hear the thoughts of global leaders and gain valuable insights that unlock the power of cutting-edge technology. Click on the link to download this report now.
In today's show, has U.S. inflation peaked? I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, including Trader Jay. I know it's hard to convince you that Bitcoin has touched the bottom, but you can't ignore it. Never break this line in history. And quoting Trading Thomas, most anticipated data this week is CPI on Wednesday. Estimates are 8.7. If it comes in above, we are back to crashy mode. And quoting Stock Money, cycles repeat shortly after EMA bands crossing. Cycle lows is in. From there, the uptrend is close. Midterm target, $38,000 to $40,000, which will be in this descending resistance level area. After this, we'll see a breakout and another bull run, 100%. An interesting fact, the number of Bitcoin ATMs worldwide is up 40x since 2017. Mass adoption, let's go. Also in today's show, Nigeria becomes the most crypto-obsessed nation after the April crash, according to the Solidus report. An interesting fact, the Google trend data for the popular search term in 15 countries showed that Ethereum searches outscored Bitcoin in 14 of them. And speaking of Ethereum, Buterin says layer 2 scaling will make crypto payments make sense again, quoting Vitalik here. So today with rollups, transaction fees are generally somewhere between 25 cents and sometimes 10 cents. And in the future with rollups and with all the improvements to efficiency that I talked about, the transaction cost can go down to 5 cents or even maybe as low as 2 cents. So much cheaper, much more affordable, and a complete game changer. Also in today's show, BlackRock and Coinbase deal can trigger a Bitcoin burst to $773,000, according to Invest Answers. That's right, the popular crypto analyst breaks down how the partnership between the two financial giants can trigger a Bitcoin explosion to $773,000. I'll be breaking down this math, how we can get there in the next 3 to 5 years pretty easily. And want to know what's ironic? BlackRock bends the knee to Bitcoin. They all will. That's right. In 2017, the BlackRock CEO Larry Fink calls Bitcoin an index of money laundering. In 2021, BlackRock says they're bullish on the blockchain, but not Bitcoin. And now in 2022, BlackRock picks Coinbase to provide clients with direct Bitcoin exposure. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Here at Crypto News Alerts, I drop a brand new episode every single day. Also do a Bitcoin giveaway every day, giving away $50 in BTC. And the winner from yesterday's episode is, we have Mr. Life Crush. Congratulations. He wrote the following comment. I want some Bitcoin too. I'm also hungry. I got to get something to eat. Great episode. Well, congratulations, fam. You just won $50 in BTC. Please reply to this comment with your Bitcoin address so I can send it to you. Cheers. And to qualify to win $50 in the next Bitcoin giveaway, all you need to do is make sure you're subscribed to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below, and a random comment will be selected as the winner and announced on tomorrow's show.
Discover game-changing technologies that are set to disrupt the year ahead. From bioengineering and the ethics of Gen AI to tech-driven sustainability, the HCL Tech Trends Report provides strategic insights that will help drive innovation and shape the future of your business. Hear the thoughts of global leaders and gain valuable insights that unlock the power of cutting-edge technology. Click on the link to download this report now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and this is podcast episode number 1011. Now, Bitcoin goes into another key macro week in the U.S. with a welcome break to the upside. After avoiding a now familiar breakdown around the weekly close, Bitcoin is surging higher. At the time of this recording, we are back above $24,000. Let's go. Let's start with the number one thing to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, and that's Bitcoin ceiling at second week above key market support. That's right. Unlike recent weeks, Bitcoin allowed traders to breathe a sigh of relief at the August 7th weekly close. That's right. Instead of declining at or immediately after the candle close, Bitcoin instead began gaining. These gains, including an impressive hourly candle, we saw almost $500 added, and the close in itself was impressive, constituting Bitcoin's highest weekly candle close since June, and a firm breakout from the previous weekly downtrend, which you can see here in this chart. Now, in addition, Bitcoin's price defended its key 200-week moving average two closes in a row, cementing the likelihood of that trend line now forming support. This comes despite multiple retests during the week, with the 200-week moving average sitting at around $22,900. Quoting material indicators, the market was spared the craziness, and Bitcoin daily and weekly candles closed at the trend precognition algos predicted. Bear market rally continues. And prior to the close, some were already predicting volatility, such as Kevin Svensson, who wrote here, "I'm surprised the market hasn't moved yet. Maybe it will." This week, and for popular trading account TraderSD on Twitter, this would take the form of a big violent move, on which ended up being to the upside, as he shares here, big violent move soon. And Trader Jay shared, "I know it's hard to convince you that Bitcoin has touched the bottom, but you can't ignore it. Never break this line in history." And as Trend Rider shares here, "Seems like a band test is coming in the following weeks, 25,500 to 28,000. And quoting Stock Money, "Bitcoin cycles repeat shortly after EMA bands crossing, cycle lows is in. From there, the uptrend is close. Midterm target $38,000 to $40,000, which will be in this descending resistance level area. After this, we'll see a breakout and another bull run, 100%. Now for the next thing to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, U.S. inflation, picture complicated by falling commodities. That's right, the main macro event and what is otherwise a sleepy summer month is due in the coming days. U.S. inflation will become up the top of the list of discussion topics in crypto and beyond on August 10th as the CPI figures for July hit the radar. Quoting Trading Thomas, "Most anticipated data this week is CPI on Wednesday. Estimates are 8.7. If it comes in above, we are back to crashy mode." And quoting Carl Quintanilla, "The sharp decline in gasoline prices will create a strong drag on headline CPI next week." And quoting Gold Switzerland, "Powell knows that Uncle Sam can't afford rising rates or a perpetually strong U.S. dollar. So why the public refuse to fight 9% inflation with 2.5% FFR? Simple. The Fed sees a recession coming and needs to raise rates today, and they'll have something, anything, to cut tomorrow." Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week, and that's old hands. HODL on. According to on-chain monitoring resources, HODLers are unmoved by the latest upticks in the Bitcoin price action after months of declines. Where my true long-term Bitcoin HODLers at? Make some noise in the chat. Now, in automated updates this week, on-chain analytics firm Glassnode noted the amount of the Bitcoin supply last active in the past 24 hours is declining on average and potentially reflecting a lack of knee-jerk reactions to price moves. Quoting them here, "Bitcoin amount of supply last active in 24 hours just reached the one-month low of 147,000 BTC. Previously, one-month low was 147,387 BTC, which was observed on July 18th, 2022. And on the higher time frames, the trend is also visibly skewed towards pragmatism. The portion of the Bitcoin supply, which has stayed dormant in its wallet for 3 years or more, continues to increase, reaching new all-time highs of 38.426% on the day. Let's go. Now for the fourth factor to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, Coinbase order book is dead. Now, Bitazine General further noted a crazy imbalance between bids and asks, indicating that the majority of exchange users are waiting for Bitcoin to match its June lows of $17,600. As he shares here, "The Coinbase Bitcoin order book is so dead right now, kind of looks like the institutions set their bids and then went on vacation for the summer." Now for the fifth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, sentiment unironically marking price bottoms. That's right, when it comes to the bear market rally, sentiment data may offer an unlikely clue as to whether the true bottom is really in. As noted by research firm Sansmet and macro analyst Alex Kruger, mainstream interest in Bitcoin bear markets, in fact, tends to peak just after, not before, macro asset price bottoms. Quoting him here, "Lo and behold, the 2022 bear market rally. Historically, people Google for bear market rally right after the market bottoms. And quoting Sansmint, during the crypto slide in 2022, the crowd has been calling for Moon and Lambo in a sarcastic fashion whenever prices drop again. However, the true irony is that spikes in these words are actually often marking movements when Bitcoin is about to rise, which you can see here in this chart. And this just in, the number of Bitcoin ATMs worldwide is up 40x since 2017, which just proves we're making mass progress when it comes to Bitcoin adoption, and you ain't seen nothing yet. And before I break down next story of the day, Nigeria becomes the most crypto-obsessed nation after the April crash, according to this latest report. But first, let's take a quick look at the pumping crypto market, which I love to see. Bitcoin up 4% for the day, trading above $24,000. Ether up 5.5%, trading above $1,800. We have Solana, Avalanche, Polkadot, Binance Coin, XRP, and Cardano all breaking out and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The crypto market crash in April saw most cryptocurrencies lose more than 60% of their value from the top, leading to an overall downturn in trading activity, investor interest, and venture capital investment. Now, a recent study has highlighted nations' growing curiosity and interest in crypto after the April crash. The CoinGecko research highlighted a significant rise in curiosity among Nigerians after the crypto market downturn in April. The Nigerian population searched the term cryptocurrency and invest in crypto and buy crypto the most among the 15 countries that were part of the research, and had a total search score of 370. And the following two Google Trend charts shows the data for invest in crypto searches in Nigeria compared to the rest of the world. The search density for the term has seen similar interest rates after the April downfall in Nigeria, while the worldwide search density has seen a constant decline in comparison. Numbers don't lie. Now, Nigeria's growth in interest in crypto is fueled by inadequate financial services in the country, something that has been a key reason for crypto adoption across Africa. And as previously reported, in April, nearly 17.36 million, or 52% of Nigerian crypto investors, have allocated over half of their assets to cryptocurrencies. Like, whoa, talk about true believers. Nigerians started using crypto as a viable alternative to store and transfer assets, and probably to avoid confiscation as well as hyperinflation, right? Meanwhile, the UAE came in second with a search score of 270, which didn't come as a surprise to many, given the country's recent push for crypto adoption. And Singapore ranked third with a search score of 260, while the US was ranked 12th with a search score of 157. Now, the search score data also highlighted some of the top cryptos that people in these 15 countries searched. Interestingly, Ethereum searches outscored Bitcoin in the 14 of the 15 countries, with Singapore leading the chart with a score of 59. And the rise in interest towards Ethereum over Bitcoin could also be attributed to the upcoming merge to the proof-of-stake network slated for the third week of September. So there you have it. Let the mass Bitcoin adoption around the world and Bitcoin game theory continue. Let's go. And before I break down next story of the day, Vitalik Buterin says layer two scaling will make crypto payments make sense again, as well as we discussed BlackRock and Coinbase deal could trigger a Bitcoin burst to $773,000, according to top crypto analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting above $1.1 trillion, with about $56 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 40.6%, with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have the Graph leading the pack, up 23%, trading at 15.6 cents, followed by Flow, up 14%, trading at $3.03, followed by Kadena, up 13.3%, trading at $2.40. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, literally a sea of green with pretty impressive gains for the altcoins. We have cryptos such as Flow up 56%, Decred up 42.2%, and Near up 33.4%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 30 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 30, last week a 33, and last month a 24 in extreme fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin has argued that crypto payments will once again make sense, as transaction costs will soon fall to fractions of a cent due to layer two rollups. That's right. The Cointelegraph team, currently on the ground at Korea Blockchain Week, quoted Buterin as stating that the final hurdle to getting transactions down to fractions of a cent at scale is blockchain data compression. He pointed to solid work happening with rollups at the moment, such as Optimism's layer 2 scaling solution for Ethereum, which has worked to get the size of the cost of the data in the blockchain transactions down by introducing zero byte compression, quoting him here. So today, with rollups, transaction fees are generally somewhere between 25 cents, sometimes 10 cents, and in the future, with rollups and with all of the improvements to efficiency that I talked about, the transaction cost can go down to 5 cents or even maybe as low as 2 cents, so much cheaper, much more affordable, and a complete game changer. And in the Ethereum co-founder's view, Bitcoin and other assets will soon be able to provide the use case once again as scaling solutions such as the Lightning Network in the case of BTC gradually bring the cost down to fractions of a cent. Buterin outlined a couple of different areas that cheap crypto transactions will be particularly important. Firstly, he pointed to lower income countries or places where the existing financial system is not very effective, as it will give citizens access to vital payment structure over the internet, something which is already adopted despite the cost of international remittances. And secondly, he noted that in the context of Ethereum, cheap crypto transactions will also help ramp up adoption for non-financial applications such as DNS servers, humanity, proof of attendance protocols, and Web3 account management services. As he shares here, you need to actually send a transaction to create a DNS name. You need to actually send a transaction to recover your account. You need to actually send a transaction to meet some of these adaptions. And if doing each of those operations costs like $11, then people are not going to do it. Scalability isn't just like some boring thing where you just need like cost numbers to go down. Scalability, I think, actually enables and unlocks entirely new classes of applications, he added. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Vitalik. And are you looking forward to the future of Ethereum with layer 2 scaling and the prices going down drastically to make a transaction, which is so desperately needed? And before I break down final story of the day, BlackRock and Coinbase deal can trigger a Bitcoin burst to $773,000, according to top crypto analysts. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And to qualify to win in tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway, just make sure you subscribe to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below, and a random comment will be selected as the winner in tomorrow's show. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day, the moment you've all been waiting for. A popular crypto analyst is breaking down how the partnership between two financial giants can trigger a Bitcoin explosion to $773,000. Send it. Last week, US-based crypto titan Coinbase announced it teamed up with BlackRock, the biggest asset manager in the world, to bring cryptocurrency trading to wealthy clients. Now keep in mind, they control approximately $10 trillion in assets under management. It's a pretty big deal. The most powerful financial firm in the world. In a new strategy session, the host of Invest Answers tells his 443,000 YouTube subs that the partnership can boost Bitcoin's market cap by $1 trillion at the very least. I agree 100%. Here's what he said. If BlackRock puts 0.5% of their assets under management, it's Bitcoin, using my multiplier, which is 21x, that will impact the market cap by $1.05 trillion, which will add about $75,000 to Bitcoin's price, taking it to $98,000, and a return on investment from today's price is 326%. This is very, very achievable. Now, if they allocate 1%, which of course will take time to get to that level, that would add about $2.1 trillion to the market cap, $150,000 to the Bitcoin price, and that would take the future price of Bitcoin to $173,000, which is a 652% gain from here. And if they add 5%, which is what Dan Tapiero says, I think it is way too aggressive, but maybe over time, maybe in the next 3 to 5 years, that could be possible. That would take the price of Bitcoin, the $773,000 in the next 3 to 5 years, pretty easily, which you can see here in this chart. Numbers don't lie. Now, the crypto strategist's analysis was inspired by comments from 10T Holding CEO Dan Tapiero. And according to the prominent macro investor, the deal between BlackRock and Coinbase can propel Bitcoin above $250,000. As he shares here, chart that got BlackRock excited about the partnership with Coinbase. No bigger macro opportunity for BlackRock than acting to facilitate Bitcoin adoption. 5% shift in BlackRock assets is $500 billion. $250,000 greater than the Bitcoin value today, catalyst for a path to $250,000 Bitcoin price, post Bitcoin halving becoming clear. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Justin C. wrote, 1,010 episodes. Whoa, amazing. Please keep up the amazing work. I watch the YouTube videos and also listen to the podcast on my daily walk. Helps me get my head into the game. One love, fam. I appreciate your continued support. Cheers to the next 1,010 episodes. Our next featured comment comes from Andy. JV, you're more reliable than a machine. Thanks for the quality content and your daily updates. Your effort and persistence is truly remarkable. I never miss an episode. Thanks, family. Much love. I'll keep them coming. And our third and final featured comment comes from Atanas. Thank you so much, JV, for the little Christmas you arranged for us every day. You're very welcome, fam. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop us a comment right down below. And that will automatically qualify you for tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway. Just make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Will Smith, that like button, drop a comment below, and a random comment will be selected as the winner on tomorrow's show. I look forward to seeing you there. One love.